Just outside the city of Hong Kong is a jungle with free-roaming animals you might not expect to find. NPR's John Ruwitch reports on one woman's mission to save them.
It's hard to envision feral cows when you're in the city of Hong Kong, but hoof it onto a ferry to the south side of an island called Lan Tau that's also part of Hong Kong, a half hour away, and the scenery changes dramatically. There are no skyscrapers, only villages, beaches, and lush green hills laced with hiking trails. It's here that I meet Ho Loi, packing bales of hay into a minivan.
In the winter, they have to totally rely on the hay supply. So we have to keep them interested in it.
Ho leads a small community of activists who've been trying to protect the wild cows and water buffaloes of Lan Tau for nearly 20 years. She's taking me along to check in on the animals.
Well, on Lan Tau, it's among 200, more or less.
There used to be farms here, but Ho says Hong Kong's development changed everything. And when the last ones closed in the 1970s, the farm animals were left to their own devices. Ho keeps tabs on them a couple times a week and makes sure they have enough to eat so they don't forage in trash cans or at barbecue sites. We head out. And soon we come across a group of brown cows grazing at the edge of a hilly two-lane road. When they see us pull up, they crowd around. They recognize the car.
The two highway herd. Two herd that live on the highway. Not because they want to live on the highway, it's because their grazing path was made into traffic road.
Ho says there was better balance between humans and nature when the farms existed.
The animal actually keep the community together. Because in the old day, not everyone can afford to own the animal for farming. And so poor farmer would have to borrow animal from the richer family. So in a way, they share the resources in the community and they survive together.
Ho says they still belong to the community. They just don't do farming anymore. Not everyone sees it that way, though. Some locals think the animals are pests. They don't mix well with cars. They sometimes ransack gardens and wander into homes. And their habitat is protected, which Ho says makes it harder to sell land to developers.
Let's move on.
Down the road from the highway herds, we park and walk into a clearing near a small bay. Ho knows there's another herd of cows and buffaloes that like to hang out by the water, but we don't see them. So she wades into the water, cups her hands over her mouth, and faces the far side of the clearing. Soon, some excited bovine are heading our way. A few are galloping. Ho counts them, and we spread hay on the ground. At one point, a giant water buffalo walks straight at me. He's almost as tall as I am, with thick crescent horns that stretch 5 feet across from point to point. I hold my breath and take a few steps back. Ho doesn't flinch.
It's such a gorgeous animal and so peaceful, and it makes you feel calm when you see them. So a lot of our friends, when they're not having a good day or having difficulty in life, I'll tell them, come and do a duty with me. After you see the animal, you'll feel better, and it works.
Day trippers from the city love to snap selfies with them too, she says. She tells everyone to keep their distance, though. They can be dangerous. Last fall, a male water buffalo competing with another for supremacy bowled over a bunch of kids near a bus stop. Three had to go to the hospital. In the past, the government sometimes culled the animals when there were incidents like that. Since 2011, it's been sterilizing and relocating them. Ho says that leaves the future of the island's herds uncertain. And that's a shame, she says.
So when you're in front of a huge animal like this, you learn how to humble yourself. And we need them, you know, to remind us we're not the boss on this planet. We should be the servant of this planet.
John Ruwitch, NPR News on Lantau Island, Hong Kong.